Good evening, everybody. My name is Edwin Atwater. I will be your conductor for this evening. These amazing musicians right up here on this level of the stage with me are, of course, your very own Hollywood Bowl Orchestra. It's a nice night for some Beatles music, don't you think? And who better to play the music of the Beatles than one of the greatest rock and roll bands in the world, and I think supreme interpreters of this music, Cheap Trick. Were any of you here last year? We created the show last year to celebrate the 40th anniversary of Sgt. Pepper's, and by popular demand, we're back. And yes, this show is as fun to do as you think it is. It is an incredible experience for all of us. And in the first half, we're going to introduce all of our guest artists who were invited by Cheap Trick to sing along in Sgt. Pepper's, and they're going to be singing some of their most beloved Beatles songs. And our first guest is the lead singer of a band called Gomez, and he hails from the city of Liverpool, of all places. Please welcome Ian Ball.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Living is easy with eyes closed. Misunderstanding all you see. It's getting hard to be someone, but it all works out. It doesn't matter much to me. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. No one I think is in my tree. I mean, it must be high or low. That is, you can't, you know, tune in, but it's all right. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real. You know, I know, and it's a dream. That is, I think, you know, I ask, but it's all wrong. That is, I think, I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever.
Thank you.
Ian Ball. Our next artist is kind of new to the crew this year, and she has a very famous mother, Nina Simone. And her name is simply Simone. She's had an amazing musical path. She started as a star of Broadway musicals like Elton John's Aida and Rent, and now she's making her way really spectacularly as a recording artist. Her new CD, Simone on Simone, just came out a few months ago. She is incredible. So please welcome Simone.
When Cheap Trick asked me if I would join them, thank you so much, y'all. My mother used to sing that song around the house all the time, Long and Winding Road, so isn't that apropos that I'd be here doing this? If you want to know a little bit more about me, check out my website, www.simonesworld.com. All right, here we go. Thank you.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. Oh, your life.
this moment to rise. Blackbirds singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You've been waiting, oh, for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly into the light of a dark black night. Blackbirds singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. For your life, you've been waiting, waiting for this moment to rise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting. Moment to rise.
Thank you.
While we were preparing for this concert, both this year and last year, there was a very, very special person who was involved in the whole process, who was kind of by my side as we rehearsed the orchestra, worked with the band and all the soloists. And the reason why he was so important is because he was actually there at the recording of Sgt. Pepper's. He was the engineer of Sgt. Pepper's. His name is Jeff Emmerich. And working with Jeff has been one of the most amazing experiences of my life, and just the kind of stories, of course, that you hear when you're preparing for this. When we were rehearsing Lovely Rita, Meter Maid, for instance, Jeff told us, you know, we really need kazoos for this. That's what the Beatles use, so we had to run out and get kazoos. And it was just kind of one experience after another like that. And beyond all the kind of the history that Jeff has, he's a person with amazing ears and an artist in his own right, and we're so privileged to have Jeff up there overseeing the mix of tonight's show. Hi, Jeff! Our next singer lives right here in LA. He's an amazing singer-songwriter. He even played George Harrison in Beatlemania back in the day. And he's here to play a song that brought the sitar into Western music, and of course we have a wonderful sitarist to join us, so please welcome on guitar and vocals the amazing Rob Laufer, and on sitar, Alok.
Girl, or should I say, she once had me. She showed me her room, isn't it good, Norwegian room. She asked me to stay and she told me to sit anywhere. So I looked around and I noticed there wasn't a chair. I sat on the rug, biding my time, drinking her wine. We talked until 2, and then she said, it's time for bed. She worked in the morning and started to laugh. I told her I didn't and crawled off, sleep in the bath.
Powerful song, even without the words. Such amazing melodies. Our next guest is also new this year, and he almost needs no introduction. He's an extraordinary artist, a genuine rock star. Please welcome Billy Corgan.
Good evening. Thank you for being here with us tonight. It's amazing to celebrate the music of the greatest band ever. Thank you. They're pretty good, those Beatles. You know, I was standing backstage before the show, and suddenly this kind of mystic pixie walked by me, and it was Donovan, the hurdy-gurdy man, Mr. Mellow Yellow. And I'd never met Donovan before. It was a great honor for me. And he told me that this next song that we're going to do, he actually taught John Lennon this picking pattern. So I'd like to thank you, Donovan, for helping create this song. Cheers to Donovan, wherever you are.
Half of what I say is meaningless, but I say it just to reach you, Julia. Julia, ocean child calls me, so I sing a song of love. Julia, seashell eyes, windy smile calls me, so I sing a song of love, Julia.
Her hair floating skies
shimmering, glimmering in the sun. Julia, Julia, morning moon, touch me, so I sing a song of love, Julia. When I cannot sing my heart, I can only speak my mind, Julia.
Julia,
sleeping sound, silent cloud, touch me, so I sing a song of love, Julia. Calls me, so I sing a song of love, Julia. Julia, Julia.
Wow. Well, great stuff there, Billy. Thank you for all for coming out tonight, and thank you. Can we have the lights on in here in the Hollywood Bowl, please? Lights, please. Okay, we're not going to have the lights on, but if the lights were on, doing a show like this is obviously a lot of fun. I think we're all big fans of the Beatles. And that includes all the guys in Cheap Trick. We've had the pleasure and honor of working with both Sir George Martin, and Mr. Jeff Emmerich on our fourth studio album called All Shook Up. And I'd like to say a special hello to Jeff Emmerich. He's up in the booth up there mixing us right now. A big hand for Jeff Emmerich right now. I'd like to say hello to Rick Nielsen's family, Bunny Carlos's family, Tom Peterson's family, Robin Zander's family. And I just thought I'd make a note that it's a much safer place to be in the Midwest tonight because all those families are all here in Hollywood with you. And well, back in 1979 in the beginning of 1980, we went down to Air Studios in Montserrat. Hi, Billy. Were you ever there in Montserrat with me?
No.
He wasn't there. Billy was just a little kid back then. Now he's my big brother. And we worked on some stuff down there with Jeff and George. And like I said, it was our fourth album. And we created some orchestrations that when we were asked to do this for our second year, nobody had the orchestration pieces for the orchestra that I found in my basement. George didn't have them. Jeff Emmerich never saw them. He was too busy eating mountain chicken back in, never mind. And I wrote a song for that album, and we're going to do a non-Beatles song, but because of the working with Jeff Emmerich and Sir George Martin with the original orchestrations, here we go. This one's called The World's Greatest Lover.
By the way, this one starts with Rick Nielsen.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
There is news.
Once I was away to get back home. Once I was away to get back home. Sweet, pretty darling, do not cry. And I will sing another one. Once I was away to get back.